Once again, it is time to welcome in our weekly guest during the summer when Music Mountain has concerts every weekend on Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday evening Twilight concerts are at 5, and the Sunday concerts, of course, chamber music concerts at 3 at Music Mountain, musicmountain.org on the web for more information. And it's time to welcome in our good friend and artistic director up at Music Mountain, Oscar Ruiz. Oscar, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Can't complain. Another busy weekend under the belt and on to a brand new week. And that means on to a couple of brand new dates set up for Music Mountain once again this weekend. On Saturday for the Saturday evening concert, the Twilight concert at 5, the Wolverine Jazz Band.
Yes, they're coming out of New England all the way from Boston. First timers for Music Mountain, but this is one of the bands or the styles that our audience loves, so it should be a great concert. We just had a couple of weeks ago, Swing Time Big Band, and we'll have Galvanize in the future. These are the types of jazz that the Music Mountain audience loves. So new timing on August 10th, Wolverine Jazz Band, but same style, and it should be a fantastic concert. Can't wait to hear them. They claim they are kings of swing, ragtime, and hot dance. Sounds pretty good to me.
Well, the nice thing about kings of swing, the minute you hear about swing music, you know that it's music that moves along. And you got to love bands like this. And I think that's one of the things that now at Music Mountain, over this past several years since the Saturday evening concerts were developed, that you get such a broad range of music that happens on the Saturday evenings and then switching over to the chamber music on Sunday. But just playing and listening to music at Music Mountain is an experience all its own, no matter really what type of music it is.
Yes, I mean, the venue is beautiful. I have to say, I am right by the hill here looking at Match Pond in Sharon, and this whole area is just as beautiful as it gets. Really gorgeous nature all over, all around. So at Music Mountain, we take a full mountaintop, peaceful campus, really very beautiful views. And there we have Gordon Hall, which was built for the Gordon String Quartet. Wonderful acoustics, air conditioned, picnic tables outside, wonderful lawn. So it's really pleasant to come up to the mountain to enjoy nature and great music, which goes, as you were saying, Marshall, all the way from June. And I can't believe this, but we still have 7 more weekends of concerts that I am so much looking forward to. I mean, really wonderful. I hope people would join us at Music Mountain. It's really the place to go.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about what the St. Petersburg String Quartet, which is coming in on a Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Yes. So they're coming together. They performed at Music Mountain for decades. They are an outstanding string quartet. Then they became a piano quartet when they partially disbanded. And now they're coming back together to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Music Mountain, for which I'm really grateful, and bringing a program that I think is remarkable in that they bring two pieces from the 1930 inaugural season of Music Mountain, works by Turina and Ravel, and then they bring in a living composer from Russia, Sofia Gubaidulina, and her piano quintet, very much trying to replicate what the Gordon Quartet was doing back then. So back then in 1930, Turina and Ravel were living composers. So wonderful program. I mean, these pieces are now classics. They are tonal. They are really very, very accessible music, very beautiful music. And in my opinion, so is the Gubaidulina. So that would be the more contemporary piece today for us. But a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. So this August 11th, with the St. Petersburg String Quartet. And the pianist, Tao Lin, who will play with them the Gubaidulina Piano Quintet, is actually the pianist of the St. Petersburg Piano Quartet. So good friends coming together this Sunday at Music Mountain to celebrate 90 years of Music Mountain.
All right, well, just for a second, move on to next weekend, because also I think this is a new act for you, and that is the Saturday evening concert, Barbara Fasano Trio featuring Eric Comstock.
That's right. So this is a couple, actually, Barbara and Eric. They are in residence at Birdland in New York at a club, and they are really successful. I don't know if some of your listeners might have come up to Music Mountain to hear Steve Ross on June 29th. And so in a way, this is the pair. Steve Ross and Barbara Fasano make Music Mountain's cabaret season or series this year. Barbara Fasano and Eric Comstock play the American Songbook, and they have this, you know, edge or cabaret kind of repertoire that they present in every concert. Fun, really fun introductions and great music. They come with a double bassist. The double bassist, somehow, it always appears in the background because Barbara and Eric, I mean, they are big, each of them individually. They are really, really famous artists and remarkable artists. And when they come together, they bring along this fantastic double bassist. But these guys, I mean, they really got incredible reviews. The New York Times writes, meet the new fun couple on the cabaret block, and so on. I mean, it's all on the website. Really great show. And we'll, you know, we'll make it cozy like we did with Steve Ross in June. Nice dimmer lighting and amplification. And we transform Music Mountain, really, so that it can serve everybody. So that it can really bring up to the hill all sort of music lovers, including cabaret music lovers.
And then, of course, once again, we get the St. Petersburg String Quartet and Piano Quartet back again on the 18th, as you were, you know, saying, from their 11th performance.
That's right. And in that program, they'll play many classics, Glazunov, Beethoven, Schumann. Can't complain. That's one of almost like a brand Music Mountain program, really, really gorgeous, romantic program. So that's going to be great. One quick shout out here for Painting Music ahead of time, Marshall, if I may, just for 30 seconds. This is a free event on August 24th, and all the information is at musicmountain.org. It's a free event. People come up to the mountain and paint with live music. And we provide the canvas, we provide the brushes, the paints. It's an event we did last year, and this year is growing. People are already registering for the event at our website. And it's just one more of those things we do to bring up to the mountain the community. We want to see those younger parents with children. We want to see youngsters. We want to see everybody. We have to be inclusive. The Music Mountain is for everybody.
So that is what's coming up at the next couple of weeks at Music Mountain. Of course, 860-824-7126 or musicmountain.org. Oscar, we'll speak to you again next Monday.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Take care. Oscar Ruiz, the artistic director at Music Mountain in Falls Village.